Before Washington auditor Troy Kelly became the state official most responsible for sniffing out government fraud and waste, he was a state representative. And, like most legislators in Olympia, he had other work. Now, the Tacoma Democrat is being investigated by federal prosecutors for his past business practices in the real estate sector. Kelly has not been charged with any crime, and he has issued a statement saying he has done nothing wrong. We don't know what exactly the Justice and Treasury Departments are investigating, but determining whether Kelly's business broke any laws could be difficult since his records concerning millions in disputed fees, those records are missing. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
The Stewart Title Building in downtown Everett was destroyed by a fire in June 2008. Kelly has said the fire also consumed his business records.
Flames lit up Everett and destroyed a downtown building. Firefighters were afraid that fire would spread.
Kelly's business was based in Tacoma, but an employee of Kelly's had been working in the building next door to Stewart Title in downtown Everett. Kelly's firm did a lot of work for Stewart Title. Kelly said his business stored records and a laptop inside the building that burned down.
Molly, there's not much left of the Stewart Title office building here in Everett. In fact, fire investigators told me a short time ago this building is still too unstable for them to go inside. And that has a lot of folks wondering what happened to all those important documents.
A couple years later, what happened to important documents that might have been lost in that fire was still a big question. You could call it the $3.8 million question. That's the amount in loan fees that homeowners and three title companies said Troy Kelly had kept instead of refunding as required. So a group of homeowners subpoenaed Kelly's business records. Kelly's lawyer said, sorry, they were all destroyed in that fire. A title company called Old Republic tried to get the records from Kelly, too. Here's Old Republic's attorney, Scott Smith, questioning Troy Kelly under oath in a deposition in 2010. Smith wants to find out what happened to Kelly's records, including a key spreadsheet showing all the disputed loan fees.
Weren't you claiming almost immediately after the fire that you lost all of your records from your business?
Most of my records were lost in the fire, correct.
But the spreadsheet, which is a pretty critical piece of evidence, was something that may have been in paper form. It may have been posted on a web. But isn't it true that it was also on your computer and the computers used by several of your employees?
I did do uploading from my computer occasionally. I did not save a file all the time. Sometimes I did, so it may or may not have been on there. I don't think it was anywhere else. It certainly wasn't on numerous computers all over the state of Washington like you're stating.
The company whose entire building was destroyed in that fire said it didn't lose any records. Stewart Title put out a press release the next day, assuring homeowners that their real estate records were safe. Here's what Carl Jorgensen with Stewart Title told Como TV.
Those legal documents? No, they have not been lost. We lost no data. We back up everything virtually on the minute as it's put in our system.
The building next door where Kelly's employee had been working suffered smoke damage, but little more. And that employee testified that Kelly had shut down the Everett office a few weeks before the fire. During his eight-hour-long deposition, Kelly explained why the records he was required to produce under a subpoena were gone from each different place they used to be. The laptop in the Everett office, he said, was glitchy, and he'd given it to Goodwill, no receipt. Kelly said he had shut down his whole business after losing one of his biggest customers, so he no longer had his website, Yahoo emails, or any online records showing what happened to the millions in contested fees.
That's what made the claim so unbelievable.
Here's Scott Smith.
It wasn't just papers being destroyed or burned up in a fire in Everett, but the obvious follow-up question is, what about electronic copies? What about things in the cloud? And it was laughably absurd.
Troy Kelly declined to speak to KUOW for this story last week. He did ask his executive assistant to make sure I'd seen the fire marshal's report. Local and federal fire investigators could not pinpoint the cause of the fire, but they said they found no evidence of arson. Before the federal judge could get to the bottom of what happened to all those missing records, Kelly and Old Republic Title reached an out-of-court settlement. Kelly paid an undisclosed amount to settle the claim that he had taken more than $1 million in fees that weren't his. The dispute became an issue during Kelly's campaign for state auditor in 2012. Old Republic offered to make the terms of the settlement public then, but Kelly declined. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.
Troy Kelly has kept a low profile since news of this federal investigation broke in March. On Friday, a former state legislator filed a petition to recall Kelly from the office of state auditor.